right. go. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Come on, tell somebody. Oh, I feel good, good, good. Hey, hey, I feel good, good, good. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Even though I find myself sometimes up, sometimes down, almost level to the ground. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. When I woke up this morning, I had to tell somebody I feel good. Good, good, yeah. I feel good, yeah. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, y'all got me happy already. Glory to God. Ella Bradshaw coming now. Amen. With our prayer, our scripture. Amen. So let's praise God as he comes. Yeah. And I, yeah.
Every
time I, yeah. Hallelujah. Hey. Oh, I feel.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I feel good. Yeah.
Lord have
mercy. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
That ought to be a testimony this morning.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Chief, that ought to be a raise your hand and wave your hand moment. Y'all don't hear me this morning.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Riding down the road and be thinking about how good the Lord's been to you, and you hear one of them church songs, and you get to patting with your right foot. The
toe
Holy
tapper.
Spirit say, that's wrong foot, wrong foot. That's the driving foot.
Praise God. Oh,
y'all get me this morning.
Hallelujah.
That's the driving foot.
Glory to God.
Let me move on.
Hallelujah.
Keep you too long. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our scripture this morning, Matthew chapter 21.
Praise God.
Sunday school lesson.
Praise God.
Matthew chapter 21.
Amen.
We begin.
Our responsive reading also.
Oh, that. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. We praise the Lord. Our responsive reading also. Mm-hmm. Amen. Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. I'll read beginning at verse 1, and we'll read, First Lady, responsively.
Amen.
And it reads, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, they then sent Jesus two disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all read. Come on now, read verse. Y'all read.
Saying, go unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me, and if
And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say the Lord hath need of them, mm-hmm. and straightway he will send them. Read, y'all. Fill this place.
All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which spoken by the prophet, saying,
tell ye the daughter of Zion,
daughters of Zion,
behold, mm-hmm. my king cometh unto thee,
yeah.
meek, and sitting upon an ass, mm-hmm. and a colt the foal of an ass.
Yes. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them.
And they brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon.
And a very great multitude spreaded their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way.
And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Mm-hmm. Blessed yes. is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna the highest.
When he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this?
All together, and the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us pray.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet. Just hum along with me if you can't sing it. The sound that changed a wretch like me.
Yes.
Oh Lord, come on down, blind.
Yeah.
But now
I see. Yeah.
We remember mm-hmm. when we.
Yeah.
Be. Gun. Mm-hmm. would be in the kitchen and she'd say something like, Y'all ain't never heard mama say that. Let's pray.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for all that you have been to us.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
We come this morning.
We come.
With emptiness of heart, dear Lord, and waiting for you to fill us.
My Lord, my Lord.
With your holy word today.
Yes. Let our cup run over.
Feed us.
Feed us, Lord. Till we want no more.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Till we want no more.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That you have blessed us one more time.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
To see this another day.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad about it this morning.
Yeah.
You took care of, Lord, of our homes, and you blessed our children and our loved ones, husbands and wives, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We were able to eat food that you gave us and put on raiment.
Yeah.
For these old bodies, Lord. And
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you right now.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. For this moment that we stand here in this holy place.
Yes,
today.
Holy Spirit.
Bless, Father God, this your man serving our pastor this morning. Send a word through him this morning, oh Lord, that we might receive a blessing and a breakthrough.
Yes.
A spiritual uplifting this morning.
Come
open our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
And our minds that we might receive your word today.
Yes,
do
Lord.
It, oh Lord.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come.
Singles.
Come.
Musicians, bless, oh God, that they might speak to your people in song this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a listening ear.
Yes, Lord.
Do it for us, oh Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're still healing.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You're still making a way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Still opening doors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Glory
thank
to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Of your son Jesus.
Yes.
We give him the glory.
Glory.
All the praise and honor will be his.
Mm-hmm.
The church said together, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Come on, give the choir a hand as they come. Hallelujah. Amen. Enjoy them deacons this morning. They still got it, don't they? Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Must Jesus bear the cross alone? No, there's a cross for everyone. Give them another hand, if you will. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's give God praise for being here today. Oh, come on, come on, come on. You didn't have to be here, but by His grace, by His mercy, we are truly here today. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. We give Him all the honor and all of the praise. Amen to all of the clergies in the house, and to the officers, to the mothers, to the choir ushers, thanks and friends, and all of those who are listening in today. We welcome you here to our service. Amen. We thank God for you considering just being a part of this worship service. And so we thank you today. This is Communion Sunday. Amen. The celebration. Amen. Of the Lord's Supper. Amen. Just a couple of things, and I'm going to get out of the way. Amen. Any of the children that would like to participate with the Easter speeches, see our superintendent, Deacon Sams. I think he's in the back. Him back there. No, he's upstairs. Oh, Pogola. Okay, anyway, see Deacon. There he is in the back there. See Deacon Sams. We need to get our children back in circulation. So we're asking all of your parents, please let your children say Easter speeches. I remember when I was young and I had to get up and do it, and I was scared to death. Amen. But, you know, it's a blessing when you work for the master. Amen. That helped me be able to stand up here right now. Come on, somebody. It started when I was young. Amen. And I thank my parents for, amen, putting me out there, even though I was scared to death. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. One of our own, she's not here right now. I don't see her. But Sister Tracy Hill Oriyanmi wants you to please join her this Sunday, April 3rd, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the Celebrate You Award, the Celebrate You Award ceremony. It would be on e360tv.com, e360tv.com. Join her. She is one of the honorees that is nominated for the award, along with others. It's a red carpet affair. The red carpet event starts at 4:30 p.m. So she's looking forward to you joining her. She's one of our faithful members. Amen. And we're praying that she will get that award. Amen. Praise God. All right. Again, we thank you for your tithe and your offering. You've been wonderful, been committed. Amen. We are grateful to you supporting the church. Amen. All right. Let us keep in prayer our senior choir president, Deaconess Holman. Her aunt passed, Juanita Wilkins. She will be funeralized Tuesday, April 5th at 1 p.m. in Earlington, Kentucky. Please keep the family in prayer, if you will. Amen. Also, Deacon Rivers, a brother passed in California. Let's keep his family lifted in prayer. Also, my cousin, Nucci Edwards' son passed a couple of days ago. I believe he was only about 30 years old. Amen. And she had just funeralized her mother about a month or two ago. And now her son has passed. So please keep that family lifted in prayer, if you will. Also, Sister Javita Clark, who's going through chemo and radiation treatment, and the Stewart family, amen. Keep them lifted in prayer. And all the rest that is on our sick and concerned list, we ask that you would keep them lifted in prayer. Is this Gigi Turney? Is that right? She's having surgery on April 6th. All right, so let's keep her lifted in prayer also. Along with that, let us pray for one another. Amen. We all need prayer. How many believe prayer works? Come on, don't fool me now. Hallelujah. So let's pray for one another. Amen. And I'm asking special prayer for me. Amen. Because the journey gets hard sometimes. Amen. So I ask that you would keep me lifted in prayer so that I can give you what God will have you to receive. Amen. Praise God. We're going to prepare ourselves now for our communion service. Reverend Kitchen is going to get ready and come and minister that to us. The scripture of preparation will be found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 22. Amen. The Gospel of Luke chapter 22 is our preparation scripture. And if you would stand as we do this, and then after we will sing a hymn of preparations, glory to his name. Amen. Luke, Gospel, chapter 22, verse 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayed me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it is determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Praise God. Amen. Let us at this time sing one of the church hymns. Glory to his name. Amen. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was a blood of mine. Glory to his name. Verse 2, I'm so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abide within them at the cross where he took me in. Somebody say glory, glory to you, his name. Let's do the chorus. Singing glory to you, his name, precious name. Singing glory, glory to you, his name. Oh, that to my heart was a love of mine. I'm singing glory, 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 yeah, his name. Verse 3. Oh, precious fountain that saved from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. That Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. I hear him say, come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thou also at the Savior's feet. Plunge in the day and be made complete. Glory, glory to him, his name. Come on, help me. Sing it, glory to his name. Give him glory. Sing it, glory, glory, glory to his name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood of mine. I'm singing glory to his name. When I think about it, I gotta say glory to his name, precious name. Singing glory to his name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood of mine. I'm singing glory to his name. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Yes.
Amen. As our parishioners enter in, those of us that can stand in reverence to the Holy Spirit, amen. Every head bow, every eye close. Again, it is in the name of Jesus. Lord, again, we take this moment. Father, realizing that it was you and only you that hung there on the cross. We recognize the fact that it was your blood. It was your body. Lord, that was tormented. But in the end, we're able because of what you did to be free, to be forgiven, to be set free in the name of Jesus. And now as we partake of these sacraments, we ask that you bless them. Remove anything that may not be right within us before we partake of them. Fix our hearts. Fix our minds. Right now, this hour, this moment, in the name of Jesus. And Father, let us not partake of these sacraments unworthily. It is in Jesus' name we say amen. The bread that we hold in our hands is only a representation that we remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. Signifies his broken body as he hung there on the cross. Let us all eat together in remembrance of him. Likewise, the fruit of the vine which we hold in our hands is a representation of the blood that Jesus shed it on the cross. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. And repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I forgot to mention, if you will, keep Sister Lola Jackson in your prayers. She's recovering from knee surgery. Amen. Keep her lifted in prayer. And Reverend Kitchen, did you need to tell them about Vacation Bible School? Okay.
Excuse me. If you would, thank you, Pastor. Those of you already know, we've been making the announcement every week now. We're getting ready for our Vacation Bible School. If you would, those of you that can and will and have volunteered, meet us here this coming Tuesday, April the 5th at 6:30 p.m. Sister Lawson, please stand. Sister Lawson is our coordinator this year. Amen. And she's going to be working hard, getting things in order, and working with us. And let us work with her. Amen. We got an exciting program. One thing I remember is the Word of God must go on, even in the midst of some things that may occur. God's Word will never fail us. So we want to have Vacation Bible School, and we're setting out to do that. So please be attentive of that. Also, on April the 15th, Pastor, we will be here engaging in our last seven sayings of Christ. Amen, amen. And we have a great lineup. So please put it on your calendar, April the 15th. 7 p.m. Thank you very much.
To our church, especially the men, if I'm only going to be a minute, I know we have Women's Day coming up, and we don't want to get in y'all's way. But men, we want to be proactive, and Pastor say, be diligent about our upcoming Men's Day. Amen. At the end of the service, can all of the men of the church stay? Can I just, wives, we only going to keep them for a second, I promise you. Amen. And we need to see and talk to all of our men. Our colors are going to be gray and rose gold. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need you to be in the number. Amen. All the men, we need you to be in the number just for a few seconds after service.
You should see me, and I'm not.
patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Amen. When he gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Praise God. Praise God. I was told that we need to add Deacon Eddie Hayes, amen, on that prayer list. Let's keep him lifted in prayer. He's going through some medical problems. But we know God is able. Ain't that right? Praise God. Praise God. You know, it's just good to see some of you that has been out and is back. Evangelist Ratcliffe is here. Amen. So good to see you. Amen. I see our chief back there. Amen. We're so glad to see him here today, head of our security. Amen. We thank God for him today and all of you that are here. We honor First Lady and family. Amen. Thank God for them being here. Hallelujah. Amen. And all of these deaconesses, y'all sharp. With y'all hats on over there. Y'all look like New York folks. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Just a little while in the Gospel of Matthew. Many of you witnessed this in our Sunday school lesson. Amen. Praise God. I just want to reiterate a few things. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 3, and verse 11. When they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a coat with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord. Somebody say, the Lord. The Lord has need of them. And straightway he will send them. And verse 11 says, and the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Praise God, you might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege and for this time to say a word for you. Come now, let your Holy Spirit guide and direct us, that everything we say and do, that your name will get the glory. And take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise God. I simply want to talk about Christ's entry into Jerusalem. And I'd entitle this, The Road to Jerusalem. Amen. When we think of the Master, Christ's crucifixion was the atonement for us. Today, as we look at the road to Jerusalem, our attention will be drawn to two things. First, it was a road that had to be traveled. This was God's plan for man's salvation. And secondly, it was a road that would change mankind for all eternity. Men would enjoy God's grace and mercy. Many men and women have lived triumphant and have victories. Amen, in their lives. Their accomplishment has been recorded in history books for everyone to read. Whereas the crucifixion was the celebrated event in the life of Christ, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ was the complete payment for the sins of the world. No other sacrifice was sufficient. No other sacrifice was required. And according to the scriptures, he laid down his life that all might live. Galatians 2 and 20 says, "And I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, not I, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." But another in order to save the world, amen, Jesus had to lay down his life, amen, in order to save you and me from our sins. He must first walk down the road to Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, as we will see here in Matthew's 21, 1 through 11, there was four very specific characteristics of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. First of all, the road to Jerusalem would be a road of humility. Amen. The road to Jerusalem would be a road of fulfillment. The road to Jerusalem would be a road of obedience. And the road to Jerusalem would be a road of destiny. The Passover, brothers and sisters, was being celebrated. And the celebration that had been taking place for over 14,000 years. It was a celebration of thankfulness to God for bringing them out of the Egyptian captivity. With more than 2 million people in the town of Jerusalem. At this time of the year, it was a hopping place. Yes, imagine one of the busiest places you have ever been. Christmas at the mall. Even though it was a time of celebration, a time to thank God, the Israelites has found themselves under oppression from the Roman government and once again awaiting God to send them a deliverer, another Moses or David. Sounds like this world, isn't it? For we need a deliverer. Come on, somebody. We need somebody that is going to bring peace to this world. As Jesus entered into the city, the people began to cry, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." They have heard of great wisdom of Jesus. Many have seen the miracles. And some had been there, amen, when he had fed 5,000 with only a few fish and loaves of bread. So their shout of Hosanna was really a shout of save me. But there was a problem. Jesus did not come to save them from their political oppression. He came to rescue them from their sins. Hallelujah. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the word says, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." I don't know about you, but I got Jesus, and you can't take him away from me. There is quite a difference in what people saw this day and what the Lord was doing. The people saw Jesus entering in splendor to take a throne. Jesus entered with a humble spirit to accept his faith. The people could smell victory in the air. Jesus tasted suffering and death.
The people thought he was the man of the hour. Jesus knew his hour to die had come. That's why Paul says, for me to live is Christ. To die is gain. Amen. When we look at Matthew 21 verses 1 through 11, the road to Jerusalem would be a road of humility and not royalty. In other words, Jesus gave up his royalty to come down to die on the cross to save us all. Jesus was the rightful heir to royalty. He could have entered in as a king. In Revelations 19 and 16, it says, call him the King of Kings. In Philippians 2, 9 through 11, wherefore God also has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The glory of God the Father. But instead of marching in on a stallion, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Instead of marching in on a stallion, Jesus sent his disciples to retrieve a donkey. He willingly accepted this position. Amen. I want to pause right there, because some of us are going through some troubles in our lives. We're going through some trials in our lives. Amen. Some have lost loved ones at this time. The question to you is, are you accepting your position, knowing that God didn't bring you to it, not to bring you through it? Do I have a witness here today? We have to accept, amen, what we are going through, realizing that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so we must willingly, not complaining, amen, not lying about the situation, but recognizing the fact, the reality, God has a plan for our life, and he's going to work things out. Come on, somebody. For our good. Amen. And so he willingly accepted his position. In Matthew 21, 1 through 3, Jesus sent his disciples. Amen. In verse 1 and verse 2, he told them where to find it. In verse 3, he told them what to say. Jesus had a plan. Do you have a plan? The saying, if you don't have a plan, then you plan to fail. Jesus had a plan. He has a plan for your life. Amen. His plan was eternal and not just for one day. Or sometimes we get caught up in one day. We don't realize, amen, that I have not seen, no ear have heard what God has for us. Stop focusing on what's happening today. Just know that God is going to work things out. Hallelujah. Amen. His plan was eternal and not just for one day. Christ knew, amen, the depravity of man, and he knew there was no other way. To follow Jesus in his salvation requires humility. In other words, putting yourself on the back burner. It's not about you. Let me bust your bubble right now. You might think you a bag of chips and all that, but listen, it's not about you. It's all about Jesus. To follow Jesus, you must deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow him. Amen. To follow him into his salvation requires humility. We need to put ourselves' desires aside and seek the Lord. Amen. He tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Do I have a witness here today? Amen. In Mark chapter 8, verse 34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus must have been heartbroken to see his disciples fussing just hours before the Lord's death over who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God. There in Luke chapter 22, verse 24, and there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. You must walk down the road of humility and give your life to him. Put aside your self motives. Amen. Don't be trying to shine all the time. The songwriter says, I give myself away so that you can use me. The road to Jerusalem will be a road of fulfillment. Amen. Matthew 21, verse 4 and 5. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled. Amen. Which was spoken by the prophet saying, tell the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt and the foal of an ass. In other words, tell Israel that I'm on my way. I'm coming humble, amen, as a lamb. I'm going to be riding on a donkey. All of this was done in order to fulfill God's divine plan. When you think of the daughters of Zion, it's not a specific person. It is talking to Israel, the daughters of Zion. Amen. And so Jesus did not enter into the city by chance, but by divine appointment. Somebody say divine appointment. Amen. God has a design appointment for your life. Amen. He has a mission that he has you on. I don't know what it is. I don't know where you're going and what you're going to do. But I know God has a divine appointment for your life. When I was in Brooklyn, New York, I didn't have Georgia on my mind. But God had a divine appointment for me here in Georgia. Somebody say amen. Notice, if you will, the purpose. There in Zechariah 9 and 9. Says, rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, our king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. In other words, Jesus, he was coming to fulfill the Old Testament prophet regarding this final week. He was betrayed by a friend. Amen. Psalms 41 and 9. He says, yea, my own familiar friend. Watch out for your friends. In whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, sitting at your table. Watch out. Has lifted up his heel against me. Be careful of the people you choose to be your friend. Because sometimes your so-called friends can be the one that's trying to tear you down. And so Jesus, hallelujah, was betrayed. Sold for 30 pieces of silver. Yeah, there in Zechariah 11 and 12. A false witness accused him. In Psalms 27 and 12. Silence when accused. Isaiah 53 and 7. Struck and spit on. Isaiah 50 and 6. Suffered in our place. Isaiah 53, amen, 4 and 5. Hands and feet pierced. Psalms 22 and 6. Mocked and assaulted. Psalms 22, 16 to 18. Prayed for his enemies. Psalms 109 and 4. His side was pierced. Zechariah 12 and 10. Soldiers cast lot for his clothes. Psalms 22 and 18. Not a bone was broken. Psalms 34 and 20. Buried with the rich. Isaiah 53 and 9. Why would Jesus walk the road of fulfillment? To fulfill the divine plan of salvation just for you and for me. So the road of fulfillment was a road of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Love for you. He had love for me, because Jesus knew that he needed to fulfill the Father's plan in order for us to have the opportunity of eternal life. Don't you see, my brothers and sisters, Jesus needed to fulfill, amen, the Father's plan. Amen, God has a plan for your life. Do you feel the need to fulfill his plan? In Hebrews 12 and 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, there was no mistake. Jesus coming fulfilled history in every aspect. The road of Jerusalem would be the road of obedience. Amen. In order for Jesus to be obedient, he had to get on a donkey. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? How many ever rode a donkey? A donkey don't know which way to go. You got to tell him gee or whoa in order to get him to get in the right directions. I know I got some farmers in here. Good God Almighty. Jesus got on the donkey. In Matthew 6, Matthew 21, 6 and 7, it says the disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them to do. They brought the donkey and the coat and placed their coat on them for Jesus to sit on. Good God Almighty. You see, a saddle wasn't good enough. Jesus needed a man to have a soft cushion that he could ride down on the donkey. Do I have a witness here? When you want to do for Jesus, you need to give him your best to make him realize that you are the King of Kings, that you are the Lord of Lords. Jesus' entire life was an example of obedience even to the end. Watch what John says. In John 4 and 34 says he came to do the work of God and to finish it. In John 5 and 30 said he cannot do this. Amen. He cannot do his own will. Good God Almighty. In John 8 and 29, everything he did was to please the Father. Somebody ought to grab hold of that. Everything that you do ought to be to please the Father. He was willing. Yes, his will was to do what God wanted him to do. Good God Almighty. Just before his death, he went to the garden there and he prayed. That's what Matthew 26 and 39 says. And he went a little further and fell down on his face and he prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. Is there anybody here today in your situation saying right now, I'm going to take it to God in prayer? It's not my will, but God, let your will be done. It might not look good to you. You might not have all the comfort. You might not have what you want. But God lets your will be done. Folks talk about you. They scandalize your name. They call you everything. But a child of God just stand in the way and say, Lord, let your will be done. Because when Jesus is working in you, you are guaranteed that you will come out victorious. Yet Jesus knew that all of the humility and salvation was depending upon his going down the road of Jerusalem to the place called Calvary. Somebody say Calvary. Yeah, Calvary. The road to Jerusalem would be a road of destiny. Look at verse 8 through 11. The crowd that cried Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest would be the very same crowd that will say, crucify him, crucify him. The very same people that spread palm branches signifying salvation has come will be the very same one that will nail Jesus to the cross. Do I have a witness here? The same folk that laugh in your face will be the same folks that will stab you in your back. Y'all don't hear me? There was a purpose for his destination. Look what he says. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, he says, for he has made himself to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness in him. I hear Paul coming on again. He said in Romans 6 and 8, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. Good God Almighty, some glad morning when this life is over, he gonna give me two wings to veil my feet. He gonna give me two wings to veil my face. Two wings and I fly away to be with the Lord. Jesus is the Lamb that came to take away the sins of the world. Won't you let him take away your sins? I'm going to my seat. When I tell you here, God wants to take away your sins. He wants you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But God, somebody said God, but God commended his love toward us in that while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us all. That if thou shalt confess with thou mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Good God Almighty, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. I don't know about you, my road to Jerusalem, sometimes it gets hard, sometimes it gets confusing, but I found out if Jesus is walking the road with me, everything is going to be all right. I heard David say, yea, do I walk through the valley and shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord Somebody said, Lord, the Lord is with me. Anybody here got him with you? I know Nehemiah said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Good God Almighty, in my trials, in my tribulations, I can shout because I know in the midst of my situation, God's getting ready to do something in my life. He's getting ready to make a shift. He's getting ready to turn things around. He's getting ready to pick me up out of the miry clay. Somebody here ought to clap your hands and realize it's nobody but Jesus. Is nobody but Jesus that work it out for you. Don't you see him hanging there on the cross, nails in his hands, nails in his feet, pierced him in the side, a crown of thorns on his head. He dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder and said, it's finished. They put him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there 3 long days. But early, early, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Just whisper to your neighbor, say, neighbor, I will get up. I don't care what you're going through, tell somebody, I will get up. I will get up. I might be down right now, but I will get up. Hallelujah. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we get to the point that we can praise our way out, you'll see what God can do for you. The road to Jerusalem. It was not easy, but he fought a good fight. Amen. He finished his course. Hallelujah. How many want to finish what God has given you? Praise God. If you get that spirit in you of Jesus, I promise you it will help you overcome your situation. Because Jesus prayed to the Father. He said, those whom you have given me, no man will pluck them out of my hands. So just tell somebody, Jesus got me. Jesus got me. Jesus got me. Hallelujah. Jesus got me. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Choir, if y'all got those hymn books, can y'all sing a little bit of Just As I Am? Without one plead. It's a time that we need to understand that we sin. Y'all hear me? None of us in here is perfect. We sin. And we come short of the glory of God. Now, you can act like you all that in a bag of chips if you want to. Because you dress fine, you look good. But I got news for you. We all sin. Come short of the glory of God. Y'all can sing. Y'all can sing. And right now, right now, right now, where you stand, wherever you are, time to make a commitment. You know, some folks,
Some folks been playing church too long. It's time now for you to commit your life to Christ. If you're not saved today, come. I'm not trying to get you to join this church. You can join any church that you want. But the main thing is, don't leave here and not be saved. It is too important for eternal life for you not to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Will you make that commitment today? Will you come? 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 I'm not trying to judge nobody, because God told me not to do that. All I'm trying to do is give you the invitation to come. There's no little sin, no big sin. It's just sin. Will you come? 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 Those who are listening in, you might be in your homes, you might be in your cars, wherever you might be. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, just pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to Thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins, and take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. Satan, you get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Those of you desiring prayer, maybe you want to come to the altar for a loved one, for a friend, or you want to pray for this world situation, you want to pray for the people in Ukraine, pray for a loved one, pray for a spouse, for your children, for your mom, for your dad. This is a good time. This is a good time. Come. 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 Life is like a vapor. Here in the morning, we can vanish at night. But we serve a God that is full of grace and full of mercy. And He wants to do a new thing in your life. Will you let it? Will you let it? Will you let it? I'm going to ask Evangelist Radcliffe if she would come and lead us in prayer. As she's coming, present your case, your situation to the Lord. By faith, just stretch forth your hands and say, Lord, here it is. Here it is. I'm giving it to you, Lord. I'm giving it to you. You release it. You release it. And your burdens will be lighter. Jesus said, casting all your cares upon me because I care for you. Give it to Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God.
Father, we come right now on
Hallelujah.
You, as humbly as we know how, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, before we further go, we just want to tell you thank you.
pray.
God, you've been so good.
So good, Lord.
God, you've been so kind.
Yes, yes.
Master, you've looked beyond all of our faults and our failures.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, and you continue
to
supply our needs.
Thank you, Lord.
And for that alone, God, we just tell you thank you.
Thank you.
Father, we ask you to clean us up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, clean us, Lord.
Wash us thoroughly, oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
Renew our hearts, renew our minds,
please,
oh God.
Lord, please, Lord.
Father, forgive us of all of our sins,
yeah.
God, we come with a repentant heart, oh
yes,
today.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Move by your Holy Ghost
move
power
today.
Our
move.
Lives, oh God.
Hey,
our
hey, hey.
Set,
move,
oh God.
Move. Yeah.
Through our hearts, oh God.
Yeah.
God, we come just as I am.
Yes,
oh God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Unto you, oh God.
To you, Lord.
Make
to
it,
you.
Oh God.
Uh-huh.
Father, for you know all about it. We can't lie unto you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
You know everything about us, oh God. Every way we turn, every which way we ought not to go, oh God. You know
you
all
know.
About it, Master.
Yeah, you know, Lord. You
but
know.
But God, we're laying it at your feet on today.
Right now, Lord.
Father, we pray that you will continually bless us and keep us and mold us and make us.
Yes, Lord.
Into what you would have us to be, oh God. God, those that are come bereaved, oh God. Those, oh God, that have lost loved ones, oh God. Hallelujah. God, just let them know that you didn't take them away, but that you received them unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give them a heart, God, of joy and of peace. Grant some peace in their life, oh God. Some peace in their hearts, oh God. Some peace in the family, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Whatever confusion may come, remove it now. In the name of Jesus, God, set the family right, dear Lord. Father, set the houses in order, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we look unto you, oh God, knowing that you are the head, oh God. Manifest yourself within us, oh God, and move by your Holy Ghost power.
Right now, Lord,
take
right now.
Take total control,
yes,
oh God.
Yes,
for we
yes.
need you on every hand,
every
oh
hand.
God.
Yes.
Our children need you as they go to school.
Yeah,
when they
Lord.
Get to school.
Put
on
a hedge.
On their way home from school.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Glory.
We ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection
yes. Do it, Lord.
Around them, oh God, in the name of
name
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory
and as they
God.
Go about their daily task, oh God,
mm-hmm.
those that have to go to work, oh God, we pray right now, protection over them.
Yes.
Those that are even looking for a job, God, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
That doors will open, oh God.
Yeah.
Father, we pray even now that you will close some doors, oh God.
Right now, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
There are some doors that need to be closed
yeah.
in our lives.
Yeah,
oh God,
yeah,
we pray
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, Lord.
That those doors will be closed.
Yes.
God, in all around the world, you know the turmoil. You know what's going on.
Have mercy, Lord.
Hallelujah. But God, we pray right now that you would just have your way.
Please, Lord.
Let your will be done, oh God.
Yes.
But
yes.
in the meantime, oh God.
Yeah.
Give us a praying spirit, oh God.
Say that.
Give us an it is well spirit,
yeah,
oh
Lord.
God. For knowing that you have us in your hand, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And no man can pluck us out.
Yeah.
And regardless to what's going on, we know that you got everything.
Everything.
Under control.
Yeah.
God, give us an it is well spirit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Increase our faith in you.
Yeah, Lord.
And knowing that whatever,
whatever.
Is going on.
Yeah.
Whatever situation
yeah.
in,
say that.
It matters not, for God said, I got it.
Yes.
We pray right now, oh God, that your people will turn it over to you.
Do, Lord.
That
do
they
Lord.
Will let it go, oh God.
Yes.
That they will release it and loose it right now
in the name,
the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And whatever they're going in through, whatever's happening in their lives, that they will leave it right here at the altar, oh
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Leave it right here at the altar, mm-hmm. oh God, in
yeah.
the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Take care of it, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Move
you.
Move by your power.
Yes, Lord.
For
do
we
it.
Know that all things work together according to your will.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Father, you promised us.
You hey. Promised. Yeah.
You promised us, oh God. And we're holding you to your word.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We love you. We honor you. We adore you. We
yes.
lift you up.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you all praise and
all
glory.
Yeah.
We magnify your name,
yeah.
oh God. For you alone, our word.
Yeah.
Thank
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise today. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise. Thank you so much. God bless you. We
appreciate you so much for being here today, and all of those that are listening in, God bless you. Amen. Just look over and tell your neighbor, I love you. Yeah. Come on, turn to somebody else and tell them, I love you. I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Elder Bradshaw said, all the men, please, all the men, just stay for just a moment. Amen. I don't know, some of you might not have been here, but the women has a tendency to show us up. And one of the problems is we can't never get the men together. Amen. Let's be truthful about it. Amen. Now, you know, we're supposed to be the strong ones. I know he said after he preached that sermon, here he come. Your road to Jerusalem. So if you will, for just a few moments, all of the men, please stay. Give our choir a hand. Didn't they do great? Amen. Sister Bostic and Mother Bostic and Mother Johnson. Amen. They stirred me up today. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God for these musicians and director. Thank God for the drummer that's filling in. What's his name? Twan. Amen. Thank you, Twan, for being here. Amen. Today, God bless you. Give our ushers a hand. They've been so dutiful today. Amen. We got the prettiest ushers in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. They have a heart of love. That's what I like about them. Amen. And they don't mind smiling. If one don't smile, let me know. Let us stand going home. Hallelujah. God bless you. We appreciate you. Amen. Steve, take us out, whatever, something.
Praising him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I feel like praising him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, praise him in the morning.
Yeah.
Praise him all day long.
Yeah.
I feel like praising him.
That's a good one. Come on.
Oh, I feel like praising him.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like praising him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Praise him in the morning.
Praise
him all night long. I feel like praising him. Oh, if you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me.
Say that.
Oh, yeah. If you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I praise him in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Praise him all day long.
Yeah.
I feel like praising him.
Hallelujah. That's a good one. Amen. The word says that they sang the hymn. That's a good one to sing right there. I feel like praising him. Amen. Let's look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say,
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful week is our prayer. Love you, Mama.